bonus episode alert. Whoop, 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 whoop. Whoop, whoop. Watch out, you suckers. It's a bonus episode all up in your grill.
Come on in from the cold, folks, and warm yourself on this bit of bonus content with us at the Bitter End Podcast. That's me, Tom Denny.
And me, Todd Jordan. And let me tell you that I am jiggling in my socks with excitement because this is the first time ever that we are going to watch a movie live as it comes out for the podcast.
Yeah, like everything, all like watched a load of stuff where they've been like, oh, is there going to be a new one? Nah, doesn't happen. Like, there hasn't been a new Friday, hasn't been a new Highlander, Police Academy. They're fucking sitting on that for a while. But holy shit, who'd have thought? Fucking Chucky,
he's back.
And I feel that for the first time ever, we should just say, folks, we're going to be watching Cult of Chucky. Spoiler alert.
So if you want to be watching Cult of Chucky along with us, then, you know, maybe just pause this now, then go off and watch it and come back, because
We'll still be here.
We will tell you everything about it, because this movie is coming out now. We've done everything previous and we're ready for more. I'm hungry, Tom. Can you tell how hungry I am?
I can tell you're slathering. You're just... Yeah. I mean, we've got ourselves got worked up an appetite with the trailer.
Yeah, this trailer, I've got to say, it looks pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've got questions. I don't know what's going on. Because it starts, we've got Andy Barclay back.
The original adult Andy Barclay, just as we saw him at the end of Curse of Chucky.
Curse of Chucky. Well,
yeah, we saw him there. He seems to be on a date, telling his date all about his traumatic childhood.
Yeah, like maybe work on your date chat, mate.
Just like, yeah, my babysitter died,
and then
a load of other people died.
What's your star sign? My star sign is a murdered babysitter.
And he's like, oh, and the date is like, oh, what happened to Chucky? He's never caught. And he's like, justice was done. We get a clip of Andy with a blowtorch. So hopefully we'll get to see a bit more of what happened at in that post-credit scene from Curse. This one's Cult.
Yes, Curse.
Come on.
I'm going to keep doing it.
I know.
But then you know who else is back? Fucking Fiona DeRiff. And she's in a wheelchair. She's in some sort of institution being cared for because no one will believe her about Chucky. And there's this clearly douchebag doctor who's like, we're going to do Chucky therapy. I've brought in a good guy doll for you to... you know, face your fears.
Yeah, he's trying to convince her that, you know, like the murders were real, but Chucky wasn't real. And he's trying to unlock it. Now, the things that I found interesting, we get Andy right at the top of this trailer, and then he's gone. We never see him in the mental hospital. So what's going on there? Is Andy going to die?
Or is he just going to be a little nod, maybe?
Yeah. Is he just going to be like an opening, just like for the movie? And then the other thing is, in these therapy groups about Chucky phobia and all this shit, it's not just Nika.
No, there's a girl and a guy as well.
So are there other people? We've been introduced to new people that Chucky has been terrorizing on his, you know, like journeys across this crazy, crazy world.
It'd be incredible if there are more callbacks to other films that have just sort of passed us by. There could be new characters as well, which is fine too. I'm open for whatever Mancini wants to throw at us at this point.
We still don't know what happened to like Glenn and Glenda.
Yeah.
Man. And also, like, best bit at the end of this trailer, fucking Jennifer Tilly pops up.
Yeah, she, like, licks some blood off a razor blade and is just there looking like a total... What does she look like? She looks like a blonde Morticia Adams.
Yes, and she says, a true classic never goes out of style. Yeah, that's you, Tilly.
Yeah.
You're a true classic and you don't go out of style. Other things. Chucky doesn't have the big scary scar face.
No, he's looking a bit more cherubic, a little bit more rosy-cheeked.
There's a bet he's got a drill.
Yeah.
At some point, that's
that
pretty
looks
cool.
Quite good. And then just the music generally does that cool trailer thing where it goes. Bwah!
Oh, what every single trailer does nowadays. Bwah! Coming soon, the new reboot of Air Bud. Bwah! He's a dog. Bwah! That plays. Bwah! Basketball. Bwah!
That kind of thing? Yeah.
I
mean, I live for that.
Yeah, you love a good bwah.
I just want the bwah button just like throughout my day.
There must be an app on your phone that you could just like do that. Just like if you're in like work in meetings and someone like, you know, pitches something and you just go, bwah.
Just to hype it up.
But we are getting sidetracked by bwahs. The other thing is like, it's just Chucky in a mental hospital. Ooh, is it going to be a bit of a, are we going to get like a meta gag about One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
I hadn't even thought about that. Yes, a Brad Dourif versus Nurse Ratched type.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. I hope so.
Yeah. Well, there's only one thing we can do, and that is to go and watch this thing.
But before we do, Tom, we've got to take a stop off in IMDb town.
Okay, yeah.
So, a Cult of Chucky from 2017. Worth pointing out, it's an 18 certificate, which I'm super pleased about. It's barely been out. It's been out for a matter of days.
I mean, at the time that we're doing this, it's been preview screenings and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah. It is. It's worth pointing out that at the time that we're recording this, this is the day that the movie launches on US Netflix. But we're saying ignore that version because it is apparently 1 minute shorter.
Yeah, I've been reading some stuff that there's been some cuts to it. So the one that you can rent, I think, is maybe a little bit more saucy.
Yeah, and I want that saucy content.
Oh, I know you do.
But so, Tom, during the limited time since the festival run that it has been available, what do you think the good users of IMDb have scored this movie?
I haven't read any reviews, but I get the feeling that it's doing pretty well in review town. So that's going to translate quite well, hopefully, into IMDb town. It just hasn't had that much time to cop any flack. So I'm going to say 7.
Well, buddy, I've been reading the same reviews as you have, and they're all pretty good. So I am slightly baffled by the 5.2 that it's
got
on IMDb. I know.
Wow.
But fuck IMDb, right?
Yeah, fuck them. Who are you people?
Right, should we go in? Because I'm a fully paid-up member of the Cult of Chucky.
Oh, let's do it. Let's drink the Kool-Aid.
First he'll kill each and every one of you.
Come to mommy.
Are you afraid of the truth?
Night-night. And they call me sick?
Wait a minute, there's two of them.
He'll kill us all!
Da 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 da. It's She Sells Sanctuary by The Cult, Tom.
Oh.
I thought you were a fully paid up member of The Cult.
Oh, is that what you...
It's a catchy song.
It is a catchy song.
They probably have others.
Was this a big misconception that you had about this film going in? That it was, you're going to be like, well, where's the rest of the cult? When's Chucky going to form his cult tribute band?
Yeah.
No, it was a horror film, everybody.
Who knew?
Who could have guessed this far into the franchise they would throw us for a curve by doing a horror film?
Tom, did they do a good one?
Oh, I really enjoyed it.
Really?
I really liked it.
I have a lot of reservations.
It's
my second least favourite, I think.
Oh, scandal.
I know. How did you not like Curse of Chucky, but like this one, which does everything in Curse of Chucky, just not quite as well?
See, I thought this was much better because everything wasn't, for one thing, everything wasn't dark. Everything was white because the whole thing takes place in the whitest mental hospital you have ever seen.
Yep.
And there's a lot more twists in this film, I feel.
Fucking what? What are you even talking about?
Like, the whole thing in this film is that you're kind of like, when is this all taking place and who is doing this? Like, who is the real Chucky? There's a lot of Chuckies in it. That's the thing. That's where the cult comes from.
Right. And so like, straight away, I've got beef with this. Yeah. So spoiler alert, guys, there's multiple Chuckies in it. They're all talking to each other like little mates. And they're like, yeah, welcome to the cult. That is not a cult. They have confused the word cult with the word club.
Yeah.
It's just like the Chucky Club. It's not a cult.
Cult sounds better on the front of a DVD box.
Yeah, but
I
if
guess.
You can just use words that don't need to mean the thing that you mean, then
yeah.
Make up any word. Like, why call it anything?
Indeed, indeed. But, like, so I just enjoyed it because I was just kind of like, where are we going with this? The whole time. It felt a bit more different than Curse did. Like, Curse was kind of just like, the thing you're wondering is like, why is Chucky here? Why is he trying to kill Nika?
Yeah.
Whereas with this, I was just kind of like, I don't like what I'm assuming he wants to kill Nika, but there seem to be more elements in play. I enjoyed seeing the return of Andy Barclay,
yeah,
and Nika, but what I liked is that they're changed characters now. Like, Andy is a very different Andy to the Andy we saw in 3. And Nika is a very different Nika. She's the Nika you saw right at the very end.
Oh, yeah, Nika's amazing.
And so I really liked, I liked that you had these returning characters, but it wasn't just like, it's another Chucky film with the same protagonists and nothing has changed. And it's like, no, a lot has changed.
Okay.
With them personally.
Okay.
So I was into that.
I'm open to having my opinion changed. I found it to be very muddled. I spent a lot of time going, and yeah, okay, I see what they're doing, but why is this character doing this? And then all of the reveals were kind of like, just because.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, I get it. But like, I think for me, I was just kind of like, oh, this is just like, it was just suitably different enough for me to have me just be like, where are you going with this, Don Mancini? Because I want to know.
Well, let's find out where he's going with it. Talk us through it, Tom.
Right. Straight off the fucking bat, grown up Andy Barclay. He's on a date. His date has Googled him and she is like, oh, maybe not.
Maybe not, yeah.
Maybe not. She found out about the whole Chucky thing. Andy is like is a complete gun nut now. He's gone like full kind of like NRA dude. This is the thing I was thinking, like, you go back to his house and the weird thing was that he wasn't living in just like the bog standard flat that he was living in the end of credit sequence in the last movie.
No. Nope.
He's living in quite a swank country cabin covered in taxidermy, so he's obviously like a hunter. He's gone proper fucking Ted Nugent. Yeah. He's just like, no one will take my guns and I will kill anything. But he's got like a Hearst Military Academy framed jumper on the wall. And I was thinking, so he stuck around at Hearst after 3, after him being at the center of this clusterfuck in which, like, you know, people died. Military school, eh?
They were, yeah.
Well,
they'll take anyone.
Well, I guess they were like, well, you know what? He's not a bedwetter. Yeah. So they kept him on, and he's there, like, moping around his sad murder cabin, and you're like, oh, fucking hell, Chucky's really done a number on Andy. He's terrified that he's going to come and get him.
And I really liked the setting. It's, mm-hmm, like, the snowy kind of, it's, yeah, like this vague, like, Shining-esque, like, man alone in a log cabin.
Yeah.
He opens up his fridge and it's just full of beer.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're like, well, Chucky's really done a number on Andy. He's like, it's like he said in the end of the last film, like, I killed his childhood. And we see how much he's killed his childhood, because like, at the end of that post-credits scene, we saw Andy shoot Chucky in the face, yeah? And what, you know, he's like, well, that's that then. Chucky's dead. No. And he goes to his safe, he opens up the safe, and in it is just Chucky's still living head with half of it blown off, and it's chained and nailed to a plinth. And it's like, Andy is keeping, like, the still living dismembered head of his would-be killer in a safe, and he's all Andy's got to talk to.
This is straight away where the movie started to lose me.
See, this is when I was like, ooh, I am interested.
It just doesn't make any sense, and it's not interesting to me because the head doesn't do anything at any point. Like, he could not have that head in a safe and the film would play out exactly the same. It's not a plot element at all. It doesn't feature. It's just like, hello, look, he's got this head in the safe.
It does feature. It does feature.
Well, maybe we'll get to that. You'll have to point out the bit to me where that has any effect on the plot, because, like, it passed me by.
It entirely has an effect on the plot.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to finding out what
okay,
that is.
All right. Well, we'll have to, like, scoot along to that in a bit. But first of all, we got to go and pick up with our mate Nika.
Oh, yeah. So then the credits roll, and it's like a cool little montage, and I'm like, okay, I'm bored in. and bored him. And then Nika is getting some electroshock. 4 years have passed since Curse of Chucky.
It's very depressing, this scene.
Very depressing, yeah. And it's all, as Tom said, everything is unbelievably white, and only Nika's wearing like dark greys and stuff and looking miserable. She's getting moved to a new medium security psych unit called Harrogate. And she's talking to her psychiatrist and she's saying, yes, no, I understand now that Chucky was the mask I wore so that I could look in the mirror. So, you know, they've kind of convinced her that she killed all those people.
Yes.
She made up Chucky herself. I'm not sure at the moment if, are we to believe that she now thinks this or is she just saying it?
Oh, no, I think that she definitely believes it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's, yeah, she's not like Sarah Connoring it and trying to kind of like, you know, get one, like she believes that she's a monster. So she gets moved to this minimum security institution by this kind of the creepy doctor that we saw in the trailer.
I think his name's Dr. Foley.
Dr. Foley, yeah, he seems like a bit of a dick. We get one of the orderlies who's called Carlos. So Carlos gives her some gum and she's like, oh, thanks very much for that. And then he's like, I'm not a fan of yours. I know you killed a load of people. But then again, also, you shouldn't ever give up on yourself. And it was just kind of like, huh, okay, mixed messages much, Carlos.
He's like, I do not respect you killing all those people, but I will defend to the death your right to do it.
Exactly, which is kind of weird. And then we're going to go and meet a bunch of other inmates.
Yes.
Or patients, if you will.
So who do we have, Tom?
So we have got Angela, who is this old lady who thinks that she's a ghost.
Yeah. And like there's an amazing, like, you can see in my notebook, you can like my thought process here. I started writing, woman that thinks she's a ghost is defo gonna turn out to be a ghost. Oh no, wait, maybe not. It's exactly what I wrote, because at that point when I was writing it, somebody else pops up and goes, yeah, she's not a ghost, I can see her as well.
Yeah. That bit was a bit of a ridiculous jump scare, because they're like, Nika and Ghost Lady are literally just having a conversation, and then this other guy, Michael, just kind of goes, boo! And like jumps up at Angela, but they do the jump scare, you know, that kind of wham, kind of like music. And I was like, that is ridiculous. That was a cheap ass jump scare. But I was on the train watching it and I just went, I was like, damn you, Don Mancini.
You got me, Tom. Yeah.
Michael seems like kind of an okay guy. And he starts chatting with Nika. They swap some gum for a cigarette and then they bone the fuck down in a corridor. Just like, okay.
There's a few things that I really like going on here. Number one, I like the fact that Michael and Nika meet and immediately start boning, because good for Nika.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to do something to perk yourself up after 4 years in a mental hospital getting electroshock.
Well, even before the murders, she was horny as balls at the start of Curse of Chucky, because she was trying to
finally, she's
pizza
getting
guy.
Some.
I know. So I'm like, yes, Nika, you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really like that. Good for her. I really like that just before they bone, Michael tries to come on to her by being like, so do you like redheads? Because he's got red hair. The joke being that Chucky has red hair as well. But then that reminded me that Andy's date at the start of the movie, she had red hair.
Oh, there's some shit going on there then.
So both Andy and Nika, whose lives were ruined by Chucky, are fucking or trying to fuck redheads. So there's some complicated stuff.
Oh, I like that.
And then just the third thing is that when Nika gives Michael the gum, he goes, juicy fruit, which is a line from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, starring Brad Dourif, Fiona Dourif's dad, aka Nika's dad.
Nice.
So you got what you wanted. It's not a Ratchet reference, but yeah, it is a little bit of Cuckoo's Nest.
There is some of that in there, and that's that was appreciated. And during this point, yeah, like Nika does say, like, talks a bit more about why she's in there, and she says that she was pathologically jealous of her sister, and she'd killed them all, and, like, Alice has been taken into care, and she's never going to see Alice again. Alice was her niece,
yes,
who she was trying to save at the end. It's like, okay, cool, right, she believes this. And then we're gonna get some more of these inmates in a
group therapy thing.
Yeah. So who do we got? We've got Madeline, who is been hospitalized because she killed her baby.
Dark.
Yeah. Dark much. We've got Ghost Lady, who's in there. We've got Michael, And then we've also got Claire.
Claire is just inexplicably mean. She burned her house down, but apparently nobody got hurt. And she just doesn't like the fact that she's sharing group therapy with a murderer, aka Nika. But like, Madeline killed baby, and Claire's really nice to her.
Yeah, so that's kind of weird. And then the doctor's like, right, okay, so we're going to have our group therapy session, but we're going to make it pretty much all about Nika. Hey, Nika, here's fucking Chucky doll. And it's just like, oh, okay, we're going to try this line of therapy. Madeline then goes, oh my God, this doll's amazing. I'm going to just take this doll and have it as like a replacement baby. And the doctor is then just kind of like, yeah, this is fine. This isn't fucking up with her treatment at all.
Madeline actually thinks that the Chucky doll is her baby.
Yeah,
she's not just like, oh, I will use this as therapy. She thinks that it is. And crucially, the doctor explains that all the different good guy dolls, that they came with a range of 50 different names.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically bought one of the ones that is named Chucky.
Yeah. To try and, I mean, he's trying to help her get over it, but you do get the impression that he is just fucking with Nika because he just seems evil, doesn't he? Also during this, we find out that Michael actually has multiple personalities and his name is Malcolm. Multiple Malcolm, they call him.
Yep, and when him and Nika fucked, he thought that he was Michael Phelps, the swimmer at the time. Later on, there's a bit where he thinks he's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
And then after that, they kind of stop with that gag. They don't really do it much anymore.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. But it's like, this is the thing. I was sort of like, okay, cool. I'm liking the mental hospital setting. It's kind of a stock cast of mental patients that you would get in this kind of a film. But I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Where are we going to go with this? What's going to pop up next? Jennifer Tilly's here.
Classic never goes out of style.
And at this point, I'm like, all right, you have absolutely got my attention. It was a slightly shaky start with that thing with her head, but now I'm back in. And Jennifer Tilly's there, and she's there to see Nika, and she introduces herself as Ms. Valentine, Tiffany's surname.
Nika says, you really remind me of someone. You really look like Jennifer Tilly. And she's like, I get that a lot. Nice.
And Jennifer Tilly, a.k.a. Tiffany Valentine in Jennifer Tilly's body, reveals that she was Nika's niece's legal guardian. She was the guardian of Alice. But now, sadly, Alice is dead.
Oh, no.
Any explanation why? No, she's dead.
She's dead. But Alice wanted to give you this.
And it's a Chucky doll.
So now we've got two Chucky dolls in the mix. So it's like, okay, what's going on here? So we've got these two Chucky dolls, but then we also have the living Chucky doll head that is back at Andy's. And so you kind of like, this is what I was thinking, like, when is this all taking place? Like, when is this, like, how, like, you're kind of like, hang on a minute, like, well, one of these Chucky's has got to be like your big mean killer. How are we going to get Chucky head that's back in Andy's, like smoking a spliff with Andy? How are we going to get him in here to start killing people?
They don't really bother dealing with any of that because straight away they have one of the two Chuckies start smiling creepily as if it's alive. And then you get a POV shot of it running through the halls of the asylum at night to steal a scalpel. And you're like, okay, I guess that bit with the head at the beginning doesn't really count then. If this is the Chucky, fine, we're going with this now. And then he comes, a little Chucky with a scalpel comes across the lady that thinks she's a ghost.
Yeah. There was quite a cool bit, I think, in this where now we've got these two Chucky dolls, just to go back, like, where they get walked down the hallway, one by Madeline and one by, like, somebody else, like, you know, like,
the doctor,
and it's just, like, these two Chucky dolls passing in the night while some serious, like, boom, boom, bam, boom, boom, bam, boom, 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 synth music goes on, and I was like, oh, quite like the score in this.
Yeah, it's Joe LaDuca again, who did Curse of Chucky and all the Evil Dead films.
Yeah.
He's back. He's doing a really good job.
Yeah.
Good
tight, work, Joe. Tight. Anyway, so Chucky goes off. He's trying to find Nika. Goes into Nika's room. He's like, right, going to kill her. And then realizes there's something up with Nika's wheelchair. And then, like, Nika's asleep in the bed, walks around the other side of the bed, and Nika has slashed her wrist
with one of the spokes from the wheelchair wheel. She's opened up a vein on her wrist. There's a big pool of blood on the floor. Chucky's not happy about it because he likes revenge on his own terms. So we don't see him do it. We just see the aftermath. He stitches up the wound on her wrist with sort of big sort of Bride of Chucky style Frankenstein stitches. And then in the pool of blood, he writes with his little finger, "Not so fast."
Yes. And so like Nika then wakes up in the morning. He's like, "Oh, what the fuck? This isn't good. I was hoping I'd be dead, but instead, like, Chucky is obviously here." And then she hears the screaming coming from Ghost Lady's room. Chucky's gone and fucking killed Ghost Lady.
By slitting her wrist with a spoke. And then in the big pool of blood, he writes, "Chucky did it." So everyone will think that Nika did it.
Yes, exactly.
And this is an interesting dynamic. So had there not been any of the stuff with Andy at the start, and this was just the film, I would be like, cool, okay, Chucky's in this environment, I understand why, I understand what he's trying to do, fine. So, you know, it's some of the machinations are working. The cogs are a little bit creaky for me, but, you know, I'm going along with it.
And then we're going to go back to Andy, who's still there, sitting, hanging out, drinking beers with Chucky's severed head, watching this video that he'd made where he had been to see Dr. Foley to try and get Nika off the hook, to try and be like, no, like, Chucky is a thing. Chucky is a real living thing. Look, I've got this head here. It's alive. Andy's standing in Dr. Foley's office shooting Chucky in the face point blank range, and Dr. Foley's like, "I'm not impressed, Mr. Barclay. Take your severed head and get out of here." And then like Chucky's like, "Yeah, that's a great one. I really like watching that one." And then we go, and it's kind of like, okay. So again, it's one of these things we're thinking, okay, Dr. Foley is still like, he's kind of had proof that Chucky is a thing. So it's like, is he in on this with Chucky? Like, what's his fucking game?
I think he just thought it was a special effect.
I think he did. It's a bit of a red herring. Like, he is evil, but he's not evil in league with Chucky.
No.
Although that kind of, there are implications of that throughout the film.
Implications which come to nothing, Tom. We're led to believe the way throughout that there's going to be some big twist with the doctor trying to do something. And he's just being a shit doctor, that's it.
Yeah. It's just a misdirect. It's just trying to keep you guessing.
All right, carry on.
All right then, okay. Then we're gonna have another.
They have a group therapy session to talk about the death of Angela, the ghost lady, and because Nika's being all like, "Chucky did it, Chucky did it, Chucky did it," the doctor decides to prove that the doll is just a doll by burning the doll fingers with a lighter to the point that they go all melty. And this is quite a cool tense bit where the camera's like resting on Chucky's inanimate plastic face. And we're expecting him to start being like, "Ah, stop burning my fingers, you prick." But it doesn't happen because it's just a doll.
Yeah, exactly. And Nika's not satisfied with that. She wants to take the doll away. This is the doll that Madeline has got and is keeping as her kind of like replacement baby.
But she's like, "No, you can't have it. It's my baby.
You can't have it. You can't have it. You can't have it." And then there's a bit where Claire is like, "I'm going to get rid of this doll because it's just causing too much complications around here." And she's walking along the hallway with it. She's about to throw it in the bin and it bites her. And she's like, "Oh, fuck. No." So this is the point where you go like, right, that one. That's the one. Because you've got these two dolls in the mix. And you're like, right, which one is the living Chucky? Because I think you're just going to think like, well, one of these is probably going to be alive. You're not necessarily led to believe, well, you could be like, well, maybe it's two, but you're like, which one is it? And are they doing like a kind of like the pee in the cup trick with like with the Chucky? So this is the thing, I was kind of like, right, which one is it? Which one is it?
Sorry about that trick. It took me a minute to understand that you meant P-E-A in a cup. Right?
Oh, like, yeah, not urine.
I thought, is there some sort of trick about pissing in a cup then swapping the cups?
They do it on the streets of New York where this, you know, where like a grifter or like, you know, like either like piss in a cup and be like, "Which one's my pee in?" look fast.
Nope. That's apple juice. You scammed.
Yeah. And so Claire freaks the fuck out, and then, well, what happens when you freak out in a mental hospital? You get injected with loads of drugs and strapped to a gurney.
Yeah, man. And there's a kind of a cool set for this where she's like left strapped to this gurney directly beneath a skylight, and it's nighttime and it's snowing, and she's looking at all the snow kind of land on the skylight. While Mean Claire is strapped to the gurney, we get one of the two Chucky dolls come in and kill her in a kill that on paper I should have liked, Tom, but I really didn't. He gets a canister of compressed air.
Yeah.
And he like knocks the top of it so it flies into the skylight, and then all of the glass breaks and like chops her head off. But there's two things about it. One is that the CGI of her head coming off isn't great.
Yeah, the CGI in this is
great
pretty
on this scene. Yeah. And then the other thing is, like, we've already had that kill, but better in Bride of Chucky when Tiffany threw the champagne on the mirror over the bed with a waterbed. So this is just a categorically not as good version of a kill from a previous film.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I liked the kill, like, and they were trying, you know, it was quite cool, like, with, like, the blood and the falling glass and the snow coming down. But it was like, yeah, I've seen this before. Like, so I think if you hadn't seen Bride, then you'd be like, oh, sick! Like a fucking head comes off. That's pretty cool. But it is a bit more of a pale imitation. Yeah. And it's also, I think it's like the CGI doesn't look much better than it did in Bride.
And some of the other effects in this are really good. So I don't understand why
more...
this was.
Practical, like this is like the CGI kill, and then there's a lot of other kills that are quite visceral and like pulpy and blood and gutsy, where they've kind of like, you know, they've built some gore and some smashable heads and all that kind of stuff, which is much, much cooler than this, because it does take you out of it a little bit when you're kind of like, well, that glass isn't really there, and
yeah.
While Mean Claire is being killed, there's this whole bit that's going on outside where they've decided because Madeline is too attached to this doll and she killed her child. It's like, you've got to let your dead child go. We've got to bury the doll.
In the convenient cemetery that is on the
this
grounds
was fucked
of
up.
The hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is that for?
Yeah, or I'm not sure if she's even burying her doll at this point. I think she's just standing sadly looking at Ghost Lady's grave.
No, it's an open grave.
Yes, no, that's because they haven't had Ghost Lady's funeral yet.
But then it's so confusing because...
So what happens here is Nika's like, you need to go out and follow her because she's going to get... says this to Multiple Malcolm. It's like, you got to go and follow her because that's going to be... That's the living Chucky doll. That's the one that's going to kill her. I can't get down there. I can't get down these stairs in my wheelchair. So he goes out, chases after her, and then Nika's just seeing out the window and can't really tell what's going on because she's too far away. She sees that the Chucky doll is alive because it flips her off. Yes,
classic. Bird flip.
And then Madeline drops the Chucky doll in the grave and like, oh, okay. Was expecting a kill there. And then Multiple Malcolm comes up and then Madeline pushes him into the grave and like, oh, fuck, now he's dead. And then like some of the nurses run out. Oh, my God, you got to help Malcolm. It's Malcolm. And then you see Malcolm pass the Chucky doll out of the grave to Madeline. And then he gets out and he's fine. And you're like, huh, what's going on there? Is this where you were kind of like, what was happening?
There's a lot of things. So number one, why does Madeline push Multiple Malcolm into the grave?
I'm assuming because Chucky's told her to.
That's why? Okay, that's not made clear at any point. Fine.
No, this is a loose thread. Why does she do it? Okay, yeah, that is a loose thread. But then what happens in the grave... Well, I think that Chucky Dembala's into Malcolm.
Well, that can't be true because, yes, you're right. We're led to believe after this he starts acting like Charles Lee Ray and we're led to believe, he's been Dembala'd and he is Charles Lee Ray now. And then skipping ahead a little to the end of the film, that's not true. That is revealed to just have been one of his like multiple personalities.
Yeah.
Because the real Charles Lee Ray goes up to him and is like, nah, mate.
Unless it's Chucky fucking with Malcolm, because Malcolm has this whole thing that he just wants to be somebody of note, and it could be just that Chucky is just fucked with him.
That's too many hoops to jump through for me, I think, if that's the case.
It's a muddled bit, and the whole thing that happened in this film, and it's not perfect, but the reason that I enjoyed it is because I was never entirely sure about what was going on at any point, is that you're like, wait, which Chucky is which? And then there's a point where you just go like, other people, like Chucky is Dembala-ing himself into people. And then I was just kind of like, oh, is that person, is that nurse? Do you think that's Tiffany? I was like, oh, are these people Glenn or Glenda? And so like the whole thing is that you just do not know. Like, like Nika, she doesn't know what is real, who is who. And that is what the film is trying to do to you. They're doing it by being confusing, and there are definitely holes in it.
Huge holes.
But for me, I enjoyed it. I was like, yeah, cool.
And that's fair enough. And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, will really enjoy that. But for me, it was just, it would have been fine. Like, all the way through, I was like, this is really confusing, this is really confusing. But they're going to wrap it all up in the last 10 minutes. And the problem is that they don't.
Mm.
So there's this other element to this that I was going to get to, which is when the nurse, the two nurses run over to help get Mark out of the grave. For no reason, the movie goes like split screen at this point, and we get like a weird, like black box, like comic strip split screen.
Yeah, that was a weird
of
editing
Nika,
choice.
Like watching them,
and then
running in slow motion, and we're completely led to believe that there's some significance to this, and that there's none.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. Then we're going to go back to now we're in the hospital, and we've had Ghost Lady and Angry Claire. They have both died. Cut back to Andy, who is reading a story about this, saying, like, Chucky does it again. You know, Chucky is killed again. I'm not sure. It must be at that hospital.
Yeah. So he's reading the news article.
He's reading a news article about
Mean
that.
Claire and Ghost Lady being
killed. Yeah, and it is linked to this whole Chucky thing because it's to do with...
Because Nika's there
and there's a Chucky doll there, whatevs. And then, like, this is why he's kind of like... But if you're here, severed head of Chucky, then what the fuck is going on out there with Nika? And then Chucky is like, you didn't think I was the only one, did you? And that is why, like, Andy goes to the hospital, because he realizes that it's not, like, he thinks that Chucky is dead. He thinks he's killed Chucky.
No, but he knows, for a start, he knows that Chucky isn't dead because he's got him alive in his safe.
Well, no, he thinks that he's taken, that Chucky is out of action.
Secondly... He would have gone to the hospital anyway when he saw that news article. He's already reading the news article about, like, two people have been killed supposedly by Chucky at this hospital in this town that you live in. He probably would have gone anyway.
Yeah, all right, fine. I just like the head, okay?
Well,
just
I don't like the
well,
head.
Well, I like the head.
Well, I don't like the head.
Fine.
Yeah, and then here we get, like, a kind of a weird mid-level flashback, which is of one of the two Chucky dolls at the hospital, Dembala-ing the other Chucky doll, so that we know at this point in the movie now that Chucky can just apparently now make clones of himself.
Anywho, we then get this scene with Nika and the doctor.
Oh, this bit's quite good.
Yeah, so where the doctor hypnotises Nika, like, drugs her and hypnotises her. And this is where you see that he's been the one who's, like, reinforcing in her mind, like, oh yeah, you killed these people. Cause she's like, Chucky's been killing all these other people. And he's like, well, I don't know about that. I mean, got all this evidence saying that you did it, and so, like, twisting her mind, and then also kind of, sexually abusing her.
Yeah, this is really nasty. So he's got this strobe light in her face, and he's kind of, he's abusing her, definitely, and is like, don't worry, you won't remember, you never do.
And while she's hypnotized, Nika's like, Chucky's behind you, and he, like, doesn't pay attention to that, because to his mind, Chucky is a fantasy. And then Chucky is behind him and smashes him over the head with a bottle, and is standing there with Nika and tries to get Nika to kill the doctor, because he's like, and Chucky's like, wow, this guy is a complete asshole. I don't know whether to kill him or ask for his autograph, which I thought was quite fun.
And then
I like there's this whole scene where he's kind of like, hey, join the club, Nika, and offers her like a big shard of glass and is like, go on, kill this fucking dickhead. You deserve it. He deserves it. And then it fades to black. And I was like, okay, if this is a kill off screen, I'm fine with it. I thought this was a really cool scene.
That was really cool. And then it's followed by quite a good dream sequence where Alice, now as a 12-year-old, Nika's niece, returns to her and is like, hello, I'm still here. And then she turns around and there's like a giant version of Chucky looming over her.
Yeah, very
weird. That's quite good. And then she wakes up from that dream, and then she's strapped to the electroshock bed with snow coming down through the broken skylight. Then she wakes up from that. That was a dream as well. And then when she wakes up, the doctor's back. So we're like, oh, I guess she didn't kill him. And at this point, I was like, oh, maybe she killed him and then Chucky, like, brought him back to life as, like, a version of himself. No, none of that.
And then we get Madeline still knocking about with a Chucky doll. And we have this whole scene where, yeah, she tries to murder the Chucky doll, like she did to her own child by smothering it.
Yeah, and this is really fucked up. This whole bit's fucked up because right beforehand she's breastfeeding the doll, and then when she takes it away,
she's got blood
on her dress where he's like bitten her nipple. It's grim.
Yeah, it's really grim. And then this is the bit where they're like, "You need to let the death of your child go," and they go and bury that Chucky doll. And then, like later on that night, that Chucky doll rises from the grave and kills Madeline. In quite a weird way.
Yeah, so there's a good line where Madeline, she feels like she deserves to be killed by Chucky because she's like kind of reliving her having killed her own baby, and she's like, oh, I'm a terrible mother, I deserve this. And she says, Chucky's like looming over her, and she says, will it hurt? And he goes, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Which is grim.
There is a bit before she tries to smother Chucky where I think she says... a boy's best friend is his mother. Psycho, isn't it?
That's from Psycho, yeah.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Nice little bit in
it's
there.
It's super good. And then, yeah, Chucky puts his hand in her mouth, pulls out her tongue, and then pulls off his own arm, and then puts it back down her throat with the hand end coming out.
To make it look like she'd murdered herself
by swallowing Chucky's arm. No one would ever think that she had murdered herself that way.
And you have to think, because like the doctor is just writing this off. It's like, nope, she killed herself. And you got like, this guy has got to be in... Well, you think he would have to have been in cahoots with Chucky, but Chucky's just bashed him over the head and nearly had an... So you're just going to be like, this guy is just a fucking idiot.
Well, yeah, but like not to the point of like, oh, it's a commentary about what a bad doctor he is. I was just, at this point, I was like, really? You've got no better writing solution for like this little plot hole of why don't people start to believe this at this point? Like, that's what you've got? Oh, she probably swallowed the arm herself, pulled out her own tongue.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's weird. Also, at this point, a third Chucky doll appears. This one has got got really short hair. This one's been botnicked.
Yeah. Is it ever explained why this one has short hair?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to finding out why that is.
Okay.
So just before then, we get a shot of Andy's driving on his way to the hospital. He gets a phone call from Jennifer Tilly, and he says, is that Tiffany? And she goes, oh, it's Tiffany, Jennifer, even I lose track. There are three of us, actually. We only ever see two. So presumably there's a third one written in there somewhere that got cut out for some reason. And she says, oh, I've got a message from Chucky. He said that you would understand. Disembowel. And at the point I was like, okay, well, I do not understand that. There's a bit later on where it makes some sense, but still not enough.
Yeah, I didn't understand, like, the disembowel thing. I thought that she was just, like, trying to be like, that's how he's going to kill you.
No, oh, it's a mess. We'll get to the end.
Oh, okay.
Of it, but,
okay, fine.
It still doesn't make sense.
Fair enough. And Chucky drugs Nika.
Yep.
Tries to get Nika to kill the doctor again.
Again. With the exact same bonk him over the head thing. And again, I'm like, we've seen that. You've done it once.
Yeah. But the doctor is out cold on the floor. And then we get, like, Chucky, one of the Chuckies, Dembala's the crew cut, the botnicked Chucky, and brings him to life.
Yeah.
And then there's this scene where these three Chuckies, so you've got been dug out the grave, one-armed Chucky, you've got original recipe Chucky, and you've got botnicked Chucky, and they're all there having a chat about what they're going to do. Because one of them's like, oh, well, one of us is going to have to kill Nika, and one of us is going to have to go and kill Andy.
Because since then, Andy's turned up at the hospital, and he wanted to see Nika, but they wouldn't let him. So he, this is insane, he punches a security guard, right?
Yeah.
And then instead of being arrested, taken to the police, anything like that, no, they straight away commit him.
Yeah,
that
put him in a
very
padded
same
room.
Night.
Yeah, they just pop him in there, and then Andy just waits for some shit to go down. And then like botnicked Chucky is like, I gotta go kill Andy, and they're all arguing about who should kill him, and he's like, look at my fucking hair, and they're like, you're right, man, you've had a real tough day, you go kill Andy.
I quite liked that line of, I liked the bit of like one Chucky being nice and sympathetic to another Chucky.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, they all know how the other one is feeling, I guess. At this point, Carlos comes in.
Yeah.
And is kind of like, what the fuck is going on here? And then he gets killed fucking rotten by these three Chuckies. And this is brutal.
Yeah, this is quite good. All of the Chuckies like all pile on him. One of them's got like a drill.
One of them's got a knife and one of them's got a broken bottle.
And they all just fucking, yeah, just chow down like a pinata.
They fucking like slice his belly open, his guts pop out and it is fucked. And then they're all kind of like, hey, that was brilliant. Oh, did you see his face?
Yeah, and this is where they say, welcome to the cult. And I'm like, not a cult, mate, not a cult. It's not a cult, it's a club.
Club of Chucky.
Yeah.
And
then, oh, right, so it's right, a heady brew.
So, yeah, a lot of shit goes down. During all of this, we find out that Chucky had possessed Alice.
The niece.
So from the end of the last film, that scene where Chucky goes to Alice's place and is like, we're going to play Hide the Soul. That happened.
He
got in there and obviously spent a load of time with like this Chucky possessing Alice, murdering people. But then Alice, I guess, got killed because she was just a little girl that one of her victims fought back, something like that. But you're kind of like, oh, okay.
But what about the Chucky that went to go see Andy, that Andy then shot and took the severed head and put in his safe? Is that one of... So has Chucky been making clones since the previous film?
I think so. But, well, the thing about that, it would explain maybe, like, how things continued after the Seed. Because in Seed, when, like... Chucky gets completely mutilated. He's just arms and legs, and we never see how he comes back in Curse of Chucky.
Okay.
So it would that.
So all of these clone Chuckies are basically ways to patch up plot holes from like the previous films.
Yeah, but by doing that, they then open up more plot holes because my God, this is not an airtight ship. There is water coming in from all angles, and every time Don Mancini is like, "I'll just patch over this over here," it's like, "Oh no, there's some more plot coming in over here because we're a Glenn and Glenda."
Good point.
So that happens.
Then who shows up?
Jennifer Tilly.
Tiffany Doll.
And what is she going to do?
So, yeah, it's Jennifer Tilly, and she's in a car, and she's got a Tiffany Doll in the back seat. And because she said that line to Andy about there being three of them, I'm like, where's the third one? Isn't one. There isn't one.
No.
But Jennifer Tilly slits a security guard's throat. It's pretty cool. It's pretty bloody. It's pretty classy.
I mean, it's her raison d'etre. That's what she does.
At this point, we've had maybe at most 80 seconds of Jennifer Tilly in the whole movie, and the movie's nearly over.
I liked at the end because it's commented on that Jennifer Tilly has slashed a cop's throat. And then she's like, true classic never goes out of style, because she's done that three times now.
Yeah.
She just loves it. Right, so we get this bit now. We've got Nika and Chucky.
Yeah.
Chucky denbalas himself into Nika.
Yeah, now this is cool, okay? This is cool, especially because Fiona DeRiff plays such a good, like sinister, unhinged person. Plus...
She's playing her dad.
She's playing her dad in her body. That's cool. There's a really confusing thing about these shoes, though. Like, they put these red shoes on her.
I think that
Are they significant?
I think that was just, like, a kink of the Doctor.
He likes the shoes.
Yeah, because he was going to have another go at kind of molesting her. And you get the thing that... Something that he would do is that he would like play with her feet and put shoes on and all this stuff because she can't feel it. And like,
right. Because I was thinking, oh, are those like Tiffany's shoes? Am I supposed to recognize those from a previous film?
No.
Which then made me think, oh, is the Doctor in love with Tiffany? Does he know Tiffany? No, he doesn't know Tiffany.
No. It's just his kink. But then being denbalad means that suddenly Nika Chucky can now stand up and she just kind of like, woof, like kind of like, magics herself out of the chair and is like strutting around in these like big like red heels,
and then she fucking stamps the Doctor's face to mud,
and this is brutal.
Yeah, this is so good. This is my favorite bit of the film because the Doctor's such a prick by this point. And once that's all out, once I could see him being killed, I'm like, okay, I guess none of these plot holes or red herrings about him are gonna come to anything.
No,
I guess he's just an asshole. Yeah, you stamp on that guy's face,
and this is the second just like brutally bloody killing that we've seen in about the space of 10 minutes. We then go and see the arm off dug up Chucky, who goes and kills multiple Malcolm by putting a drill through his eye.
Yeah, but the drill goes in. I'm getting so excited now. The drill goes through the back of his head. His eye pops out the front of his head, and then a load of blood comes out his nose.
Yeah.
And while this is happening, like, Nika Chucky is standing there, and this is, it is a bit weird. It's like, wait, there's not really a conclusive answer about, like, wait, did Malcolm get possessed by Chucky or not? Because you get the impression that, like, maybe he was possessed for a little bit and then he left, or it was just Malcolm just bullshitting. He was like, everyone else is doing it, I just wanted to be popular.
Yeah, so, but that still doesn't explain any of that stupid scene.
I don't really know what was going. No one really knows what was going on in the grave.
I hope Don Mancini knows.
Yeah, well, maybe he was like, now this is going to be like my like whisper at the end of Lost in Translation. What did they say? You know, it's like, wait, was Deckard a replicant? What happened in that grave?
Maybe they'll patch it up in the next movie.
Yeah, maybe. It'll all be set in that grave. It'll be like a bottle episode or something.
That would be great.
All these people are taken care of. So now we've got, what's Andy doing? He's got Botnik Chucky, who's gone to try and sort him out. And, like, he sees him coming. And you get, like, Chucky at the door with this little key card that is clearly labelled key card, which I quite liked. And he's at the door going, hi! And he comes in, scalpel, stabs Andy in the leg. And now this is why the hair was cut. Because Andy grabs the Chucky doll by the stomach, like he knows there is something up there. And he pushes his hand inside the Chucky doll's stomach and pulls out a handgun. So this crew-cutted Chucky doll was sent to the doctor, and he was kind of like, hey, there's this package for you. He's like, oh, where did this come from? I don't know, it doesn't say. Andy sent the doll to the doctor as a way of sneaking a gun inside the mental hospital.
And he cut the hair so he would know
which
one it was.
So he knows which Chucky doll it is, because he knows there's going to be multiple Chucky dolls in play.
Okay, so I'll give you that, Tom. How he snuck the gun inside the Chucky doll's stomach. I will give you that he cut the hair so he would know which one it was. Now, the reason that Tiffany obviously gave him that code word, which was disembowel, is to tell him that there's the gun in there and he has to disembowel him. But why would Tiffany help him do that?
I don't read it like that, but fair enough. I see the connection. I just don't think that was what she was doing.
Because when that happened, I'm like, oh, obviously Tiffany is now turned against Chucky and is trying to help Andy for some reason.
But then there's a bit at the end, like where at the very end of the film, there's a moment with Tiffany and Chucky where we think, like, wait, is Tilly going to betray Chucky? Because she does that at the end of every film.
Yeah.
So it's possible. I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's a fucking maniac as well.
This film does not really have an ending because, yeah, Andy gets the gun out of the stomach. Does he use it?
No, he uses up all the bullets, killing that Chucky. And then Nika Chucky is at the door and he's like, hey, if you kill me, you're going to kill Nika. So you can't. And so it's a bit of a stalemate. And then he tries to shoot. He's out of bullets. And then Nika's just like, oh, I'm just going to lock you in this cell, and now it's just you in this hospital with all of these dead bodies. Good luck explaining that.
So his whole storyline didn't amount to anything then?
I mean, Andy's story is not the payoff.
No.
It's all about this kind of like blood and guts, what the fuck is going on here kind of ending, where suddenly you get Fiona DeRiff playing Chucky in the body of Nika, and like the baddies win. Like, yeah. Nika gets in the car with Jennifer Tilly.
They have a snog.
Yeah, they have a snog. In the back, we've got a living Tiffany doll.
Yeah, because there's two of them, but I don't know where the third one is, but whatever.
We get this weird exchange because Tiffany is like, oh, it's a real shame that Alice had to die. And then Chucky is like, ah, fuck that girl. And then we see this look in Tilly's face where she's kind of like, I'm not sure about this, which kind of brings back like the whole Glenn and Glenda stuff. And like, I don't know where they are. Really wish they had been in this film. But that's the moment where it's kind of like, I still don't know if, like, you know, they're on again, off again, these guys. And then they drive off.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, so it's like the bad guys have won. The status quo has been changed because Chucky is now Fiona DeRiff.
Yeah.
And Andy is fucked. He's like basically locked in a crime scene full of dead bodies.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, yeah, cool. It's a different ending. It's like, you know, like the baddies have won. Like, there's no vindication for Andy or Nika. Like the two heroes of previous films, they're fucked. So it was a bit of a downer ending, but I was kind of like, yeah, okay, cool. I didn't want to have like an, it was, for me, it was different from having an ending where it's kind of like, well, I guess everything's going to be all right. And then you get a little kind of bit at the end where it's like, oh, but maybe Chucky's still alive. In this one, they're kind of like, yeah, what the fuck now?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want to hate on it. It wasn't a bad film. I think it's definitely good enough to keep the franchise alive. And like,
but this thing, I'm interested.
There's another one.
I'm interested in like, now it's kind of like, oh, well, where does the franchise go now? They've reestablished Andy and now Chucky is a woman now. Is, yeah, Fiona Driff. Like, I mean,
but the thing is, you know that can't be a keeper thing, because if they bring the franchise back, they have to bring the doll back. They're going to have to. You can't market.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can't market a Child's Play film without a doll in it.
Yes.
So they're gonna, and now they also have to deal with the fact that there's all these clones.
This is what I kind of love about Don Mancini, is that he keeps on doing, like, he's like trying to dig himself out of his grave, but somehow like kind of like it's almost like he's just making a much bigger hole for himself, because, you know, like they stuck with like the batshit stuff that they did in Seed. Like, they haven't had Glenn or Glenda back, but it's still like, oh, like, no, Tiffany is in the body of Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah. Now,
and
that's
like,
cool.
They do wacky shit and then they kind of stick with it. And in this, he's kind of like, I'm going to go even wackier.
And don't get me wrong, I fucking love Charles Lee Ray as Nika. Like, her performance
her
dad is just so good.
Yeah, no, like, I'm really into it. But like, it's like, I feel like Don Mancini likes to throw, like, he's like, I'm going to throw a wild idea at this. Let's, like, how about if Chucky gets married? How about if Lana or Chucky has kids? How about we add some more backstory with this, like, girl in a wheelchair? How about Chucky can now clone himself? And it's like, cool, more power to you, Don Mancini, but you are building on the lore and you're making it harder and harder for yourself to contain this thing. Because we were like talking about at the end of Seeds, like, well, now there's too many baddies. Like, I love having Chucky and Tiffany, and I loved having Glenn and Glenda in there. What do you do now? There's a fucking army of them. Like, it can only get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. And it's just, I think he's, like you say, I really respect, like, that kid's got moxie, man.
Yeah.
But, like, I think he's having trouble keeping all of those plates spinning. And for me, this film is just, like, it's a bunch of cool ideas.
Yeah.
And they're all a bit wobbly and they're all in danger of falling over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, undoubtedly. But I really enjoyed it because I like a clusterfuck. I like a lot of ideas.
I know you do, buddy.
I like a bit of, like, building the world. And, like, I mean, certainly for one film, I was like, I'm cool with this. Like, what they do in the next film, who knows? And what are they going to do if there's going to be a next film? Because there's a fucking end credit scene. And, oh, my God, I was so into this end credit scene.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the end credits scene, like, almost won me over on the whole movie, because we go back to Andy Barclay's snowy cabin. We've got the Chucky head just still sat there on the table doing fucking nothing like it's done for the entire movie. And what happens, Tom?
Well, someone comes up to the door and you can't quite see them through the foggy glass, and they open the door and you're like, that can't be Andy. He can't have gotten out, can he? And it's like, it doesn't look like it's Nika.
Now, can I interrupt you here? Because you know who I thought it was?
Who?
The third Tiffany. Because
it's a
blonde lady.
Right.
Wearing all black. And I'm like, yes, it's the third Tiffany. They didn't drop that thread. Don Mancini, forget everything bad I ever said about you. Yes, you picked up on it. The third Tiffany is like one of the goodies and is coming to like fuck over the Chucky head. Yes, mate. But no.
No, it's something much, much better. So, as you said, it's a blonde lady who comes through the door. She is wearing a very distinct hat. It's fucking Kyle. And she's got a gun. And, like, and Chucky's like, Kyle? And he's like, yeah, Andy called for me. We're going to go and, you know, sort some shit out. And so, like, they're doing it. They're doing my idea of fucking Kyle and Andy as Dembala detectives. Like, she's going to go and, like, the two of them are going to go and fight, like, the Chucky army. In the next film, if that's the next film, then yeah.
I'm so happy to see her back. Kyle, if you are unfamiliar, is the heroine from Child's Play 2. So this is an old school callback.
Oh, so good. Because they called back to her. They had her in a picture in the end of the last film. And we were like, oh, so good to see that picture of Kyle with the crazy hat. oh, she's back, and she's got the hat. And she only wore that hat in one scene, but it obviously left a mark. Because, like, I was thinking, like, is it just us who were kind of like, oh, my God, this fucking hat? Nothing has defined a character so much as this hat. But obviously Don Mancini was kind of like, yeah, this hat. This hat.
This hat, baby.
So into it. So if, like, Kyle is back for the next one, oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I'm still on board.
Me too, man. And I really hope there is another one. So, guys, if you've listened at home, please do get in touch and let us know what you thought. Are you more of a Tom Denny optimistic kind of cat on this? Or did you take Toddly T's downer, gloomy guts, poking holes view? We want to know.
It's a bit of a game changer for us. I always feel like I'm usually like the one who's like prodding things with a stick and you're like the relentlessly optimistic one. But here we are, other side of the looking glass. Up is down, left is right.
These movies have changed us.
I know, right?
Yeah. So thank you for listening to this bonus episode. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at BitterEndPod or on Facebook at BitterEndPod. But we're not done just yet, because what's going to happen after a few weeks is we're coming back, baby. We're coming in hot, we're coming in hard, we're coming in Home Alone.
Going to be festive as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on to your butts for that. Us and McElhinney Culkin are going to be just we're going to get Home Alone. We're doing Home Alone. Kyle's back. Yes.